Hello.
She said we asked for
Hello.
40 days.
I'm looking to speak with Raymond.
Speaking.
Hi, good evening. My name is George. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, or a 50-50 chance?
I will vote.
What is your age?
75.
And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
All right, so we gave you Ray Olson.
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated to vote. 0 meaning that you're not motivated to vote at all.
10.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional election? Please choose two. Here's the first one. Crime and violence. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Gun relations and reform. Immigration and border security. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Inflation and the economy. Health care costs. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Climate change and the environment issue, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public education. Which one do you choose, sir? Please choose two choices.
I would say the economy.
Okay.
You didn't really mention it, but I would say national debt is ridiculous.
Okay. But from the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Let me read them for you one more time. I do have improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes, and shrinking the size of government. Climate change and environmental.
Shrinking the size of government.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting worse, staying the same, or getting better?
Worse.
Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say staying about the same.
And how often would you say you experience racist or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not too often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often. Okay. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in the country?
I would say the same.
I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some peoples and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're very unfavorable, 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can choose any number between 0 and 100. And here's the first one. the NAACP from 0 to 100. How do you rate your feelings towards them?
50.
Kamala Harris.
Uh, 25.
Ron DeSantis.
80.
Donald Trump.
75.
What about the leadership conference on human and civil rights?
50.
The Democratic Party?
0.
From 0 to 100, what do you choose for the Democratic Party?
0.
Thank you. And the other one is Joe Biden.
0.
Taylor Swift?
0.
Okay. I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat.
I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Here's the first one. Your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat? Disagree.
Somewhat.
Racist against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree? Excuse me?
I was going to say somewhat.
Okay. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
America is on the path of another civil war.
I'm not sure.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I would disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I would agree strongly.
Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
I would strongly disagree.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus and in employment? Do you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
And thank you for your patience again. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with most. Here's the first one. Statement A, other people say Americans' strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke cultures is going too far. It's pushing books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It's lectorial us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B says, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together to put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatest by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of these two statements you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
A.
Much more statement A or somewhat more statement A?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people have say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Freedom to protest the police or government. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
A commitment to Christian ideas.
10.
Immigration to this country.
5.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
0.
Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
The right to bear arms.
5.
Equal economic opportunity for all.
10.
Now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree. 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. Here's the first one. America's democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things that are parents. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
7.
Okay. The other one says every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, it is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bring the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
5.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated, 0 meaning that you're not motivated at all to vote.
10.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year that you have completed in school?
I got like 2 years of college, that's all.
And are you married? Unmarried?
Yes.
With a partner? Single?
Married.
Okay.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation. You enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.